City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Another great tune. Oh,
Chris is just killing the 80s today.
Too much time on my hands. Haven't heard this in a while.
Yeah. This will all not make sense to anybody listening on the podcast, but for those listening live.
Only concert ever gets upset about. Although there was a cover band not too long ago that covered Styx and Boston, the same guys that were in Bonita up at the park a couple of years ago. It was fantastic. But I was supposed to see ELO was supposed to open up for Styx.
Yeah.
Dennis DeYoung got sick, the lead singer at the time. And something happened with ELO as well, and they just canceled the whole thing and never rescheduled.
Really?
Very disappointing. That would have been a great show.
Very disappointing. Yeah. Meanwhile, a lot of people chiming in on Chris turning 30 next week. Swinging Blind says turning 30 was the worst. There was the... You know what? This is the same debate, whether he's in his 29th or 30th year, that we had for the end of the decade in 2019. Remember that? Remember that asinine? I mean, that went on for 3 weeks.
Just ridiculous.
It's the same thing now.
I had a funner time on my 40th birthday than I did on my 20th. My 21st was fun, but my 40th was not even 30. I don't even remember my 30th.
I don't remember my 21st.
Of course you don't. You don't remember every Tuesday and Friday.
That's not true.
No, you would have loved my birthday on my 21st birthday because...
Wish I would have been invited.
March 26th.
You weren't even born? Was I born?
You weren't even born then.
March 26th, and it was 19... was it 88?
Yeah, I wasn't born.
88, but girlfriend and I went to Boston, and it was the Celtics and Bruins were playing that weekend, plus... The NCAA tournament was in the first round.
Beautiful.
Or second round. What a day, a weekend that was.
Yeah, ideal.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. I don't remember my 21st. Not because I got hammered. It's because I probably didn't do much. Wasn't big into drinking back then. So
you still aren't, but that's okay. You don't have to be big.
I had cake and ice cream and watched some March Madness.
Cake and ice cream.
That's what you do on a birthday, Pete Shepherd.
I had bought my first six-pack of beer legally.
You bought yourself beer on your 21st birthday?
Just a six-pack.
Just because you could?
Just because I could. Yeah.
Did they card you and you like proudly whipped out your driver's license?
Like, 12 hours old. Look at that. So it was great.
How about that?
Yep.
Very good.
I did not get carded at any of the bars, though.
Gosh, I still get carded.
Well, you get carded at a PG-13 movie.
It's unbelievable.
Star Wars, can I see your ID, please? Are you 13?
It's crazy. Crazy.
Well, you got the Ellen jeans. What can you tell?
Yeah, you do look like Ellen.
It might be the first decade where it's like, oh wow, you're in your 20s, and that's a compliment.
Oh yeah.
I've always been told you'll get to that point in life, Chris, where looking so young is going to be, you know, advantageous to you.
Right. Right.
Hadn't happened yet.
No.
Not yet.
See, I can't say what decade was the best. I became a parent in my 30s. But from 35 to 45, that was my prime.
Yeah.
That was my LeBron James prime. Lasted 10 years. Career was scalding hot.
I got a vasectomy in my 20s, so at least that can't happen again.
We got a couple shows out of that.
We did get a couple.
That was good. Way to take one for the team.
Well, I mean, there were other bigger issues around why I wanted that.
Yeah. By the way, is your, not to beat a dead horse and get something going. But, I mean, has your wife hinted again more recently that, you know, it's like to add a girl to the fold?
I don't know. Maybe she said something, but I don't know.
That means she did. You're adopting.
I'm not adopting.
Then,
not
you're, having... then you're reversing the vasectomy.
I already know what's...
Sandwich
bag. We've already had a contest about the name of your daughter.
it's Chris. It's Chris with a K.
It's not happening.
Yeah, it's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
Time now for a Sports Center rundown.
Those two little boys of yours. Good daddy, can we have a little sister?
Here's Chris.
All right. Atlanta Falcons have shut down their facility today after a member of the organization tested positive for COVID-19 out of an abundance of caution. That's the same reason the Browns sent Odell Beckham Jr. home today. He was sick. Not testing positive for the COVID, but abundance of caution. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler is reporting that free agent running back Le'Veon Bell could sign with the team by the end of the day. He says it's down to the Chiefs, Bills, and the Dolphins. And coming up next hour, we got Game 5 ALCS Rays looking to close out the Strohs. The Strix, sorry.
We don't have it. It's just happening.
Yeah. Well, we have it the most general sense of us, the human race.
But we're not preempting the Sheeman and Shepherd show at 5.
No, we could have.
Yeah, but not. I mean, what's more important, Sheeman and Shepherd or an ALCS game? I mean,
we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Utah texting in. I'm 41, look 20, got ID once. Well, out to dinner with my wife, they called me her son.
Oh!
She's still pissed about it. Ha ha. Wow. Oh, that's weak. Oh, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's your wife's
fault. Wow.
The wife looks old, huh?
Oh, 239's getting the snip snip next week. Good call, man. Good call.
Wow.
Update on Nick Saban. Coach Saban evaluated by our team physician, Dr. Jimmy Robinson, today. Coach remains asymptomatic at this point and is doing fine. He's continuing to self-isolate. Will remain in the SEC testing protocol while being evaluated daily.
All right.
Who was that?
Your boy Nick.
Oh.
Nick. Yeah.
You said Jimmer.
No,
his
it's
doctor's
Dr. Jimmy
name is
Robinson.
Jim, so I fired off a Jimmer in the background.
Yeah. My bad.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right. You mentioned the Le'Veon Bell watch. See where he ends up either today or tomorrow. We talked about with Field Yates all the possible places, either the Bills, the Chiefs, or the Dolphins. And what would be the best fit for him? And just if you missed it, two things. You can listen back on the podcast at 993ESPN.com. Basically, in a nutshell, it says, look, you go to Kansas City, he probably won't play every down, certainly. They're good at running back, but he will look good when he does play. He could go to the Bills, play a lot, team is good, and it might be a good fit. Or he could go to the Dolphins and enjoy his life. He's got a home down there and maybe be part of their process.
And, you know, Mike Giardi, friend of the program, saying a source tells him the Miami Dolphins are waving around a fair amount of money in Le'Veon Bell's direction. As our guys reported earlier on NFL Network, the Chiefs thought they were going to get a deal done with Bell last night, but the chase continues. Miami may be gaining some ground here.
Okay. Before I play this Adam Gase soundbite on Le'Veon, that texter that's getting the snip-snip wants to be called a snip-snip on the texter line.
It's done.
Chris, you on it?
It's done.
Right. Yeah, you didn't have a nickname before?
Oh. No.
It's done.
Snip-snip. 239, you're now known as Snip-snip.
That's a good name.
Although it's a premature name.
Oh!
He's not been snipped yet.
Won't be premature anymore. Well.
All right.
No, I mean, we can get into this.
Get into what?
Nothing.
No,
I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking.
I don't know.
No, we don't
going.
Need to get into anything. Go sports. Adam Gase, Le'Veon Bell. I want to see him as being a Dolphin. I want that. That's what I want out of life. That's all I want today.
All right. Here's your former coach, Adam Gase, talking about why things didn't work out with your future running back, perhaps, in Le'Veon Bell.
You know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. You know, we're going to have to, you know, as our team moving forward to Miami, that's the number one concern for us right now.
You think he can still be a productive back in the league?
I'm sure he'll get an opportunity somewhere else, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Do you agree with the perception that you misused him?
It's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, but Adam, when a team makes a free agent investment that large and it ends before two seasons, I think the fans are interested in knowing why it didn't work out with a player of that stature.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It didn't work out, and we're going to focus on this game right now.
That's the same guy that asked last week about the fans wanting his head on a silver platter, basically.
Well, Adam Gase screwed up there. I would have gone, hey, I inherited him.
Right.
That's your out.
Right.
He won't do it. You know why?
Why?
Because he inherited him from who? Who's the Douglas was there after Troy. Was it Tannenbaum?
No, it was McCagnan, I think.
Oh, yeah, yes. McCagnan.
He's got to get out of media hell jail card right there. I just said, look, he wasn't one of my guys. I wanted to move on. That'd been the end of that.
It's going to be a package deal. Him and Douglas.
I think Douglas stays. I think he stays.
They're not going to afford getting rid of both.
He never got to hire his own coach. Yeah. I understand that the roster is
doo-doo.
Awful.
But the reason why Gase went there was because Douglas was on the contention that Douglas be the GM. By all reports, They're a package deal. I disagree with you. I think they're both gone.
No, remember the order.
Douglas would have hired him anyway. They just happened. Gase, they were good friends.
Remember the order in which everything went down.
Yeah,
the,
Gase got hired first.
The defensive coordinator got hired first. Greg Williams got hired first. Yeah. Then Adam Gase got hired. Then they fired McCagnan, and then they brought in Joe Douglas.
They brought in Joe Douglas, though, as a quote-unquote favor, I'm telling you.
I know. But remember, McCagnan got to go through the draft process. So Joe Douglas has really only had one draft under his belt in 1 year of free agency.
Right.
Now, has he made mistakes in free agency? Yes. This team needs Robbie Anderson. Letting him go was stupid. There's no way around it. But
and they botched the situation with went to Seattle and the defense.
Jamal Adams.
He's going to look like a genius when he drafts Trevor Lawrence.
I'm sorry. I will do sandwich bets with anybody. It's a package deal. They're both done. There is no way you can go forward with those two guys in there. No way. No way.
I think one at a time.
I think Douglas stays.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not sure they both make it to the end of the year, to be honest with you. No, seriously.
This isn't the Atlanta Falcons. It's a clean house.
Adam Gase has to be thinking to himself right now, could I be the fourth coach fired? Is there anybody else out there that could be fired again in the middle of the season instead of me, or is he the next name on the list?
He's the next one on the list. He's ahead of Patricia.
Yeah, he's ahead of Patricia.
Again, I think Patricia makes it to the finish line, then gets whacked on Black Monday.
I don't know where the future is for the Jets.
Trevor.
Okay, great. You draft Trevor.
And Dabo. Get him a coach and be GM.
Again.
It's not happening.
Great. You got no offensive line. You've got, we'll say, limited weapons to throw the ball to.
I'm saying if you – no, honestly, no matter whether it's Dabo or something, you got to nail it. You first got to get a GM and a coach that know what the hell they're doing. You got to pay. The best out there, you got to go after. You got to make a big splash if you're the Jets. You absolutely have to. Then you worry about.
Remember,
Trevor.
Douglas was the splash. They brought him over from Philly. He was the guy that everybody wanted with the Eagles coming off of their Super Bowl run. Like, he was the splash hire.
Right, right.
That was what.
Well, the splash has turned into. I don't know what it's turned into, but it's not a splash
a
anymore.
Ripple.
And I just don't think he's going to make it.
It's rippled out.
I understand you have sound logic about why they should keep him, but I'm telling you, my experience in situation. Jack Nicholson said in Batman, you know, way back in the day, this town needs an enema. Well, that team sure as hell needs one. Beyond them and the Knicks, I mean, dual ones. I mean, think about that in a disturbing visual alert.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it, right? And the Dolphins last year, right? It was so clear that it was a teardown and they were going to trade off assets that didn't want to be there in order to get more assets for the rebuild.
It was a process. It made sense.
I don't know what the Jets are doing their teardown year right now.
Yes.
Unintentionally. They didn't mean to tear it down.
You got to try and trade Sam Darnold.
You got to have ownership. Look, again, I can only go back to my experiences, and I can tell you this. When Kraft bought the team, I knew it was a good thing. But the first thing he did was when he hired when they got Bill Parcells. It was right before he bought the team, I think. When Bill Parcells was hired as head coach, lights – you just knew. You knew that was the beginning of something. The Jets have to make a – and when the Jets got Bill Parcells back in the day, when he went there, at that time they needed it because they were going through hell. They need to make a Parcells-like splash again. The Jets do. They have to.
All right. Let's say your Dabo theory is not going to happen. Let's just say, because I think he's happy in Clemson. Who is the big splash?
The big splash a coach could be, I mean, Bieniemy, even though, I mean, you got to seriously kick the tires, not more than kick the tires. You have to go balls to the wall to go get somebody like that.
Yeah.
You have to do that. And again, change isn't going to happen. No one's saying that Bieniemy or any other coach that goes there, you're not going to turn what possibly could be an 0-16 team.
Oh, Bieniemy's not going there.
Yeah, he's going to have his choice of jobs.
No.
So I would not pick that one. He's not from New York
never say never. There's a lot of nevers in my life, particularly in football, that I never thought would happen and have. I'm saying you have to go after somebody like that. A big splash. You have to. You can't get some – you can't go get Billy O'Brien. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's not good enough.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do that. You got to make a bigger splash than that. That's all.
But, Pete, to your point, you look at salary cap for next year, and the Jets are going to have the second most salary cap space going into the offseason.
Yep.
I have no confidence that they'll manage that money properly. You look at dead money next year already on the books.
Yeah.
Jets have $15.5 million in dead money for next year.
Yeah. Yep.
No, there's not another team over 10.
That's why you have to make a big splash at coach and GM, and that's why no way Douglas, they're not going to trust him with that kind of, it's not going to, I just don't see it happening.
Tiz says, bring back Herm Edwards.
It's such a mismanagement over there.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And I know that, you know, they had C.J. Mosley, who they grossly overpaid for. He's out this year. He's on the COVID list. He opted out for the year. Okay, I don't see the path. You could see the path where the Dolphins were clearly tearing it down. They had very little, you know, a lot of cap space going into the next year and the draft picks to partner with it. The Jets don't have the draft picks to partner with it.
Here's a good point from Clemson guy, and maybe he's rooting for Dabo to stay. We did the thing yesterday with the buyouts. Dabo's got a $50 million buyout, and then to match a John Gruden-type deal, it'd be $100 million. There's your big splash. You think a team's going to spend $150 million to get Dabo? That's like another reason I think Dabo's not going anywhere. I agree with your splash theory, but he's not going to be the one splash.
It's all about Dabo, and he's not going to talk about it, no, obviously. All I'm saying is for him, especially if Clemson wins it this year, something I've been saying for months, if they do, then I don't know. Does he want that next step? You know, Spurrier wanted, other coaches have wanted it.
Then he should go to Houston with Deshaun Watson.
He may very well not want it, or he may not want to be with the Jets.
I mean, there are a lot of other spots that Dabo. The Jets.
Jets is my last pick.
Because if he fails in the pros, he can always go back to college in 2 seconds.
Yeah. And he'll get a job and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But does he want to give up being king of the castle in Clemson? Or does he said, you know what? I want new challenges in my life. I want to grow as a person, Craig Sheeman.
Yeah.
I want to expand.
What do we say? He's already making $9 million. I mean, that's more than most NFL coaches. It's crazy.
Yep.
All right. On to Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Miami Dolphins as they get ready to play the said Jets this weekend. As you know, we haven't seen Tua because Ryan Fitzpatrick's been playing pretty well, and he talked about what he's doing best this year.
As the years have gone on for me, I've become more accurate. I've become a better decision maker, but more accurate in the way that I'm throwing the football, and I think that's shown up a little bit this year. But I don't know. I mean, also for me, it's not necessarily about the physical anymore. I mean, I think I could still make all the throws, but it's never really been about that for me, so feeling comfortable, in this system, feeling comfortable with the guys I'm playing with. And right now, just spreading the ball around. You know, there's been other years and seasons where, we haven't either had as much talent or we've had one superstar where he's getting force fed a lot of the time. And I think with the group right now, we've got a lot of really talented guys that have different skill sets. And we've said that in the past, but I think with the ball being spread out more, that's also helped with my efficiency and accuracy a little bit.
This is Ryan Fitzpatrick. And bless you, Pete Shepard, for your sneeze.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Over there.
That's all right.
He's been playing really well.
Yeah.
Played okay against Seattle.
Who was week two? He had a bad game week two.
Week two.
Y'all were ready to bench him then.
Was that Buffalo? I think it was Buffalo.
Three interceptions. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Buffalo, and then he had the Thursday night game against Jacksonville. And Seattle, he didn't push the ball down the field, but he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, here's Bruce Arians. Of course, this game, what's the added age of the two quarterbacks here? Aaron Rodgers and
I'll do the math during this.
Okay.
81?
Huh? 81?
43. How old is Rodgers? 38? No.
He's not 38.
36? That was 79. Well, Brady's 43.
Yeah. A lot of years.
36.
Two great players.
79 years combined. Did we do the math right there? Here's Bruce Arians. He thinks quarterbacks playing until age 45 will become the norm.
Yeah, with sports science, barring major injury, right? I think these guys can play until they're 45 as long as their arm holds up. And with sports science and all the stuff that these guys are doing to stay in shape and keeping their arm strong, I don't see, unless their legs go, you know.
Right.
But I don't see why they couldn't play until the 45.
I remember when Brett Favre was with the Vikings, and that hit he took from the Saints.
Oh.
And there may have been some bounty gate going on. I don't know. Mm. That right there, with the way his body crumpled, probably the hardest hit he took in his entire career, that last one. He looked like an old man out there that just got crushed. I don't know. We'll see how long these guys can keep going and keep taking these hits. I mean,
he was a little unorthodox, where you can all admit, the way he played.
Yeah. But that was just a standard drop back, yeah. And he got his – I thought his rib cage was going to be mm-hmm. crushed into dust. It was pretty bad. All right.
Yeah, he played that style that you can't play at 40. Like, you got to play the Tom Brady style. Sit in the pocket, and if you know you're going to get hit, just take a knee.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, honestly, yeah.
I'm not making fun of him for it. Yeah. I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Play's not here. I'll take the sack.
Chuck the ball away.
No problem.
Live to play another day. All right, while we're talking football, don't forget baseball. We're at the League Championship Series. We could have one of our World Series participants all locked up by today. With baseball season in mind, you could still get yourself a triple play with Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Bundle and save any three policies. Like, you know, your home, auto, umbrella, maybe your boat, auto and home. Whatever the mix match is, all three. Get the discount, bundle, and save with the triple play, Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Damon Brist Farmers Insurance was the first farmers agency in Southwest Florida. He is still the fastest growing farmers agent in the country. Here's his phone number. He's still open for another hour or two. Give him a call. Tell him Craig at ESPN sent you. 239-337. Sorry, where did I go? Where am I going? 337.
My bad. Call-in number.
That's the call-in number here. I just had a little stroke there.
Give your home number instead.
Yeah. What's my phone number? Here's Damon Brist's phone number. Take two. 239-202-2933. 239-202-2933. Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. I've switched my personal policies to Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. They play this song at every baseball game ever.
As they should.
Center field, great video, by the way, John Fogerty.
Got the Rays and Astros at 5 o'clock. The late game tonight, Dodgers and Braves. The Rays still can clinch with a win, up 3-1. And the Braves are still up 2-1 on the Dodgers, even though the Dodgers put a 15 spot. In fact, 11 in the first inning. More on that in a minute. Chris, you've had the Golf Channel on here. What tournament is this?
I'm trying to figure this out. So we've got right now, we've got Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson are playing against Kevin Na and Ben On in like one of these charity matches, right?
Yeah.
But the KJ Cup is going on right now. So I don't know if, and it keeps saying live on the screen. So I don't have a good answer for you.
I'm more intrigued by where this is at because it's gorgeous.
Shadow Creek. I think that's outside of Las Vegas.
Okay. I figured it was out west. I saw it in Las Vegas. It's a clear day. You can see some mountains off in the background and it's just gorgeous. No, I was just wondering where it was. All right.
Yeah, Vegas. And right now, the tournament is going on.
Vegas, baby.
My computer froze.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, there it goes. Right now, Tyrrell Hatton is your leader. He is 7-under through 10 holes.
From England, yeah.
Yeah, and you got a group tied at 4-under.
Who the hell is Taylor Gooch?
Taylor Gooch?
Did I say Taylor? Who's Taylor Gooch? Love that name.
Did you just say Taylor is Talor?
Well, like it's spelled T-A-L-O-R.
Oh, I thought you were going T-A-L-O-R, Lawrence Talor on me or something.
I didn't know.
It's actually a pretty good field for October.
Shoffley's in it.
Shoffley, John Rahm is in it. Keegan Bradley, Ian Poulter, Billy Horschel.
Yeah, this isn't bad.
Spieth.
When's the next real golf event?
The Masters. Second week of November, which there was a picture circulating on Instagram today from the course.
Fall foliage has happened.
Oh, dude, it looks pretty cool. Right. It looks pretty. Yeah, you got the red and orange leaves kind of falling on the side of the fairway.
Foliage.
Oh, wish I could be there.
Now, most of those leaves will be gone by November.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it'll be covered in snow.
And what's really interesting is, no, that course has basically no rough.
Yeah.
They do not grow the rough out. Like, it's difficult to play when the trees are really full because you can't, you know, if you get a window, I guess you could play it out, but most of the time you can't.
Right.
Now, I know we had this discussion before about the average temperature, and I think it's around 63. I think it's supposed to be fairly mild. But has it snowed in Augusta before?
Yes.
In November. I mean,
well, I don't know.
I mean, that area. Have they gotten snow in that area ever?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of what Chris is talking about with the fall foliage and all that. Somebody, Paige Sporanic, sent out a tweet, I think, last week. It was a picture of Augusta covered in snow.
Really?
They'll get snow occasionally in Georgia.
Yeah, and I know usually, again, I think the temperatures are around, between 58 and 64 or something. It seems very
pleasant. This is an article from the Augusta Chronicle posted February 12, 2010. And here's just the first paragraph. A 2-inch snowfall at Augusta today would mark the first such occurrence since 1992. And this is in February.
Okay.
So it really doesn't snow in Augusta often.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is a crazy year.
Force majeure 2020.
Based on records that date back to 1961, just 7 snowstorms have resulted in accumulations of 2 inches or more in Augusta.
All right. I'm not even talking really about accumulations. I'm just saying how interesting.
No,
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a golf tournament where even
yes,
it's flurrying or some light snow coming down. I'm trying to think when.
They used to do the match play, which is now in San Antonio, I think.
Yeah.
They used to do it out in Phoenix. And in the mountains up there, they had snow for like the final couple matches on the ground.
I could see that. There's probably courses in Northern California that get that too, up by Squaw Valley.
Yeah.
There's going to be golf up there. And I'm sure it's snow. I'm sure they've had some snow.
There were a couple times in Indiana we were desperate just to get out in April or May or whatever, and there'll be little patches. pockets of melted snow. So that's some tough golfing, though.
Yeah, it is.
In the cold, it's rough.
Yeah, I think that this is where Tiger and Phil did the first match, the one that was on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think that this was the course where they did it.
This
I know
Vegas
that,
one you're talking about?
I think you're right.
This Vegas one. Yeah. I know that the course that they played was out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Clemson guy texted in, that used to be Steve Wynn's personal golf course, and I thought I remembered reading that leading up to the match.
That's Pete Shepherd's dream, to have your own personal golf course. If he ever wins the lottery, that's what he's going to waste all of his money on.
That's what I would do. I would buy a golf course, and I told you, it'd be like Cartman and Cartman Land, except it'd be Pete and Golf Land, and only my friends would be able to come, and I'd fly people in.
That's so all you need to do is build 2 massively successful hotel casinos on the Strip of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And you're about 20 years away from it. Because the Wynn's owned by Steve Wynn owns the Encore as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anti-Jameis Bucks fan, good question. What color ball do you use when playing in the snow?
If you're Craig, same color.
I always use a yellow ball.
I use mostly white balls, but I have played with like Craig's situation and used either orange or a yellow ball. But
I've played
Chris had a vasectomy, so he didn't have any balls.
No, stop it. I was at one of the golf shops around here, and there was a ball brand that partnered with Marvel.
Yeah.
So they had a green ball, and it had the Hulk face on the side. I got the Hulk. I got Iron Man was red. I got Captain America that was a blue ball. I didn't have blue balls. It was a blue ball, and Black Panther was a purple ball.
Now, did you use those? Or
I did.
Those,
yeah, they're
I was
all gone.
Those are balls you don't use.
No. So what I would do is I'd keep them in my bag, and I'd take them up to the putting green, and I would just putt with them.
Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't want to lose them.
That's cool.
6'3" accused me of having a Tom Brady moment when I gave out the wrong phone number earlier when Tom got the downs mixed up last week.
Allegedly.
Number four.
That hasn't been confirmed.
That's confirmed. I saw it with my own eyes. I read lips.
Yeah.
So.
Can't read the copy. How are you reading lips on TV?
That's true.
That's spelled out for you.
Hey, fan of Mr. Know-It-All. Guys, I had a baby girl yesterday. She's perfect.
Congratulations. Hey,
congratulations, fan of Mr. Know-It-All.
That's very fun.
Good. Very good. Clem, did you
Volky?
What?
Volky was the ball brand.
Volky. Okay.
Or yeah, something.
A Volkai.
Like that.
No. Whatever. Vulcan.
Very good.
Picture of Leonard Nimoy.
Did that point of years?
Yeah.
What one
on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yep, one of my birthdays from Westie.
Very good.
And I'm just, I'm actually playing a new golf ball this weekend. I'm pretty excited about it.
What? What are you playing?
I'm playing the TaylorMade TP5, which I'm excited for.
I've heard great things about that particular ball. Honestly, recently, it's really, really good things. Better, people are liking that better than Pro V's.
Yeah. And I've been reading a lot about it and saw them. They were on sale. I bought a box. I'm excited. Yeah. They're a little bit cheaper than a Pro V as well.
It's not a $5 golf ball?
No, it's pretty much a $5 golf ball.
Okay.
But it's like it's right at $5 instead of $5.20 per golf ball.
Okay. So, and what are you excited about the ball? Like, is it supposed to go further?
No, I don't. I've played a Pro V for the last, I don't know, 7-8 years, and I'll play a different ball every so often. Like I got on a Bridgestone kick a few years ago when Tiger made the switch. And
see, for you, those balls make a difference. For me, between a 16 and an 18 handicap, I was told don't ever buy a box of balls more than $20. It's not worth it, and usually it's not. I've been playing Swiss, but that TaylorMade, I played a couple months ago. Somebody gave me one of those, and I loved it.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to get to the store to buy some more, but. All good things.
The TP5, and it's actually the ball that Ricky Fowler uses. It's got those triangles all over it.
Yeah.
It's called the TP5 PIX, P-I-X.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to help with putting alignment, which I don't do that.
No.
I just step up and hit it.
Yeah.
And I can't spend a lot of money on golf balls because I still lose too many, and so it really doesn't matter what brand. In fact, I'm out there fishing for freebies out by the pond.
You fishing with watermelon?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We had somebody text that in at the beginning of the show today.
That's
getting
good.
Ready to go fishing, bought my watermelon and hitting the water.
That's good. Rick R. has texted in, did you guys already do Pro versus Joe's? No, as a matter of fact, that is less than 1 hour. That's a 5:30.
Yeah. We have our three games all ready to go, which have not. They don't have anything to do with our pigskin picks.
Right. We try not to overlap that. We did a little bit last week, but last week games were moving, rescheduling. We had to do what we had to do.
Unlike this week, huh?
All right. Not to crap all over New York, but let's move to the Giants. And this just happened.
You seem upset.
No, I'm perplexed. Question to Jason Garrett.
Okay.
Their offensive coordinator.
Yes. Right.
You've called Evan Engram your most explosive offensive player. Why do you think it hasn't worked out into deep passing usage and overall significant frequent touches for him?
Yes.
Legitimate question.
Yes.
Tell me what this means.
Okay.
Here's his answer, Jason Garrett. Evan has done a really nice job for us. There have been some really positive plays that he's made over the course of the first five games. Certainly areas where he can get better and we can get better. Offensive football is a collaborative thing. It's everybody. Mm-hmm. The success you have running the ball, blocking them up front, protecting with your offensive line will impact all your skill players. At times, we've done a really good job in our run game, protecting in our run game and our protection. Again, that will impact on how we get the skilled guys involved. I think Evan has done a good job taking advantage of some opportunities we've given him, and certainly we are trying to create more and more for him and for all our guys. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. It's being questioned by everybody with that answer.
I'm shocked. The only thing I'm shocked about is it's taken 5 weeks for New York people to start complaining about Jason Garrett's play calling.
Yeah.
Because we did it every week in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's the stunner.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah. I mean, breaking news, right?
The Giants can't get the ball downfield. In about 200 words, he basically didn't answer the question, Pat Leonard said, who covers the Giants for NYDN Sports.
Well... Again, yeah, business as usual.
They hired Jason Garrett and Freddie Kitchens on their offensive staff. What did you expect? Some some innovative offense?
No.
No. Run, run, pass.
This isn't like the Ravens who reinvented their offense last year, right? You're getting Jason Garrett.
Who saw this coming?
As vanilla as it gets.
I think Judge is a good coach. I think. I don't know it.
Could be.
He's better than I thought he would be up to this point.
He's no Matt Rhule.
If he gets fired,
Jason Garrett will be interim head coach.
I mean, you lose all the players that he's lost. I mean, you got to cut him a little bit of latitude, but they hung in there in Dallas last week. Is that saying, and that's something.
Only because they
probably should have won the game, to be honest with you.
But you're right.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But that's also Dallas.
Oh, that's what I mean. I mean, whatever that means. that's why. I mean, well, we'll get to it. But, man, Arizona at Dallas this week. That should be a very entertaining game. Two Monday night games in a row.
Take the over.
That might be a game on our game. Rose versus Joe's that we have.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe. Stay tuned, 5:30. Mm-hmm.
But you know if we get a solid performance out of Andy Dalton, you know the conversation on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Make the move.
Do they even need Dak Prescott?
Oh, yeah. And
move on from Dak Prescott.
Moving on from Dak.
I told you. I used to take call after call after call back in Boston in 2008 when Matt Castle, they went 11-5. We used to have people call up, trade Brady now. Look, they can do it. It's the system. Blah, 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 blah. All that nonsense. It was preposterous then.
Matt Castle, 11 wins.
11
Who
wins?
Needs Brady?
You don't need Brady. No,
you need Brady.
Can you imagine taking 3 hours of phone calls a day, 4 hours at times for that nonsense?
It's funny, actually.
Especially after they kept winning and during the – they won like the last, you know, 5 out of 6 games. They finished 11-5. Favre screwed us for the postseason, but –
I was talking to a program director up in Boston earlier today, and he said, he's like, so, you know, did you guys just dedicate 4 hours to Tom Brady not knowing the down last Thursday night? I was like, I mean, we talked about it, but it wasn't like, it wasn't our show.
Right. Yeah.
It was their show in Boston.
Of course it was.
I mean, that was the show.
But that's what I do not miss. It's 4 hours of that. And some of the calls are funny and all
right.
that. But when it gets to be 4 hours of that kind of minutia, it is so boring to me. That kind of crap is just boring, boring, boring. All right, so he made a mistake. If he did or he didn't. If he did, all right.
Yeah.
So what? I'm not sure that would have mattered anyway.
But it's like they forget about him at the end of the first half against the Dolphins a few years ago where he didn't throw the ball out of bounds. He took a sack at the end of the half, and they didn't get 3 points. That was the Miami Miracle game.
Yeah.
There's a show.
Yeah.
There's a show.
You have no idea. I told they do shows on what he, you know, eating for food. I mean, it gets ridiculous.
Well, we do that.
Yeah, we do that.
But we do it funny.
You know, we do segments. Way. In Boston, they turn it into a four-hour grinder. We keep it pithy and move on, which is what we're going to do here.
Hoagies and grinders.
Hoagies.
Navy beans.
It is time to play sandwich. Wikipedia, boys and girls. Are we doing Moe's again? Moe's Grill.
Moe's Bucks.
Lunch for
you and a buddy. Or a son, or a daughter.
Whomever.
Or a significant other.
Here's the deal. I don't want you to play if you're too young. Today is I Love Lucy Day. It debuted day in 1951.
It's open to everyone.
If you're under the age of 40, don't call.
That's not true.
Because you'll suck.
That's okay.
And it'll bog down the show.
You should pick better topics.
Now, it's a great topic. There weren't a lot to choose from today. But I did keep the questions simple. I think Pete will do well.
Mm.
So if you're under 40, don't call. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, Moe Bucks on the line, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
As it so happens, caller number 9 is Art the Bills fan.
Oh, how about
Art,
that?
What's going on?
Art.
What's up, boys? How goes it?
Well, fantastic. Your Bills cost me money on Tuesday night. I was all caught up,
Craig,
in the excitement.
I heard you crying the other day about some Skittles on boo freaking who. I mean, did I not tell you Tuesday?
He did.
I'm more nervous about this game.
But you still picked them by 10.
I was still sensing your... 5-0, bet against them. It's never going to happen.
But you still picked them to win by 10, Art. You still picked them to win by 10. And I thought you were right.
that's what my that's where my head was at, but deep in my gut, Jason was behind me with a machete saying, no, this is never going to happen to the Buffalo Bills. Wow. Pete is a Red Sox fan. I'm sure they give you hope. Before they won their World Series, they give you hope. That's the worst part. If they just flat out lose like the Lions.
Right, right.
Well, that's what they can never understand, Art, and they still don't understand that type of pain that I had to endure.
Stop. I'll have to stop you right there. All right, time to play Wikipedia.
All right.
On this day in 1951, I Love Lucy debuted on TV, and so we're doing I Love Lucy trivia. So this should work out. First one to three correct answers is a winner, and Art, you get to go first. Lucy's husband's character name. What was the name of her husband on the show?
Ricky Ricardo.
That is correct. An easy one. See, I told you these were doable.
Oh, my God. Softball.
Yeah, that was a softball.
Is that the Fonz?
No. Wrong show, Chris. Oh. Hey, Chris, just sit this one out.
I'm going to ask questions. I want to learn.
You don't know anything about Lucille Ball.
You should.
She's a redhead.
How do you know that it was in black and white?
She was a redhead. That's a fact.
All right.
She had five other shows. So.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
I Love Lucy started as a radio program. What was the title of the show?
Oh, that's interesting. I'll say the Lucy Show. I don't know.
Okay. It's not right, but it's a good guess. Art, your chance to steal if you could tell me the name of I Love Lucy when it was a radio program.
Lucille Ball Show.
No, it was called My Favorite Husband. This is the hardest handicap question on there, so don't worry about it. It's all downhill from here.
Wow.
Art, the Bills fan.
Yes, sir.
You are going to get our first true-false question on Wikipedia. So you got a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
Nice.
In the episode titled Lucy is Expecting, the word pregnancy was not allowed on the air in the 1950s. True or false?
True.
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Craig, you put true-false.
That was to let you know, but it's true. It's actually true. I didn't have time to circle it.
There are so many things wrong with this part, this segment, since you started taking over writing the questions.
What now? What's Pete's question? It's going to be brutal.
I can't get more brutal than a radio show.
I do try to make them a little harder for Pete, but I think Pete can get this one and get on the board.
All right.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
The name of Lucy and Ricky's child on the show.
Well, little Ricky.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. See?
Yeah.
Very easy. So Pete's on the board.
I remember also in the show, the pregnancy thing. Remember, they slept in separate beds.
Yes, they did.
How'd that work?
I'm not sure.
Not well.
Yeah, it was the Brady Bunch where they first were in bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Bonus point.
Robert Reed was gay, too.
Nice. Ring the bell.
I was thinking if I was going to add the Robert Reed.
Oh.
Comment, and then you did, so thank you.
I tell you what, though, he was like a father to those kids. You look at it, they loved him. He took care of them. He protected them.
Yes.
Janice.
Oh, he hated that show. He was like a...
Well, he thought he was a real actor, and he was trained in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
That was beneath him to do that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, for the win, Art, as we get back to I Love Lucy, we go from the 70s back to the 50s. We're really going through the time machine here. What was Ricky Ricardo's job?
He was the band leader.
That is correct! For the win! Art the Bills fan!
Oh my God, that's like you guys had the hardest ones a few days ago. I was afraid.
Sometimes they're difficult, sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're just difficult.
It's the feeling out process for Craig right now.
Nice. And hey, enjoy the weekend, guys. Great football.
All right.
Stay safe, everybody.
All right. You too,
Artie. Thank you for playing. Appreciate it.
Go Bills.
And go Bills. Not anymore. I missed my opportunity to win
Patriots
money on
will be in first place in 3 weeks. They're going to lose to Kansas City. Patriots are going to win. Then they will play Buffalo, I think, for first place coming up in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. At the Bills, you lose that game.
No.
Yes. You lose that game.
Never.
All right, Pete.
As long as Cam is there.
I have some more.
COVID Cam.
Is that the new nickname?
COVID Cam? That is not his new nickname.
That's his nickname.
Don't
COVID
you dare
Cam.
Start that.
I
kind of like it.
I stopped mid-sentence. That kind of did something for me there. I liked it.
It moved?
No, I didn't move, but.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
When CBS approached Lucy about turning her radio program into a TV show, who is Lucy's preference to play the role of her husband? Somewhat of a trick question.
Well, I mean, she was married to him. Desi Arnaz.
That's the answer because that's what she wanted. And CBS looked at her and says, no, we're not doing it. Yeah. Nobody would believe that you two get along. And but she put her foot down because she had some juice back then.
They pulled it off.
She said, well, for a while, they got divorced.
They did. But I'm saying they pulled it off on the show. And I think they had problems on it, but whatever.
In fact, the day the show ended, she filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Desi Arnaz from?
Cuba.
There you go. And one more.
Yep.
The names of Lucy's friends, neighbors, landlords.
Ethel and Fred Mertz.
That is correct. Who those two hated each other.
Well, you know why? Because Bill Frawley, who played Fred, was drunk.
He was drunk.
Drunk on the set.
Desi told him, all right, we're going to do this, but if you show up late or you're drunk and can't perform, you're out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what else? Any more?
That was it, although I have some other fun facts.
Oh, let me ask you a quick fun fact. What was Desi Arnaz's signature song on the show?
Oh! I could get this if I have enough time, but it's not to the top of my mind. I can't come up with it.
What instrument was he... Well, I'll tell you. What instrument was he known to play?
Trumpet.
Jazz flute.
No, the bongos, remember?
Oh, yeah, the bongos. What was the go-to song?
Babaloo.
Babaloo!
Babaloo!
That's true.
That was pretty popular back then. Actually, a cool song.
So a couple fun things about this series. When Lucy had three kids over her lifetime and she, you know, she got pregnant or whatever, she would want breaks from the show. And so that was the beginning of the rerun. Networks did not do reruns until I Love Lucy.
Well, in her career, and this is fun about Desi Arnaz Jr. once made an appearance on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
And Lucy Arnaz, her daughter, arguably one of the worst roles in one of the worst movies, although in fantastic soundtrack, The Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Lucy Arnaz plays basically Neil Diamond's agent and eventually his wife. An absolute horrific movie, but great music.
I didn't mind the movie because I liked Neil Diamond at the time.
I did too, but for Laurence Olivier to play the role that he played.
Yeah.
Of
Sweet Caroline, Neil right?
Yeah, wasn't on the soundtrack.
That wasn't on
every
that
song
one.
On that soundtrack. Basically,
that's Neil Diamond. Radio. That's a great song.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway,
this is also the first show to use multi cameras and multi sets in front of a live studio audience. They did not laugh track that show.
Yeah.
So a couple other fun facts. Yep. We're late as usual.
Yeah.
Hot takes by me coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, and then Pros versus Joes at 5:30. Kevin Todd will join us. Stay tuned. Sheba to Shepherd 99.3 ESPN of the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.